everybody. This is Jeffrey Meldon welcoming you to Law Talk Live, and we are here live at the Sky Studios for an incredible Saturday. Today is Meldon Law Day at the Florida Ballpark, where the Florida Gators will take on the Vanderbilt Commodores. I'm here with my co-host, Chris Qualman. How are you doing this morning, Chris?
I am great, Jeffrey. And you're right. Today is Meldon Law Day at the Florida Ballpark. Last night, the Gators played the Commodores, the Vanderbilt Commodores, in the first of a three-game series. We knew Vanderbilt was a tough team, number two in the country. Gators fought back valiantly, came up a little short. What are your thoughts about today, though?
Well, I think Vanderbilt knows that we got some bats. We scored seven runs towards the end of the game there. But today's a new game, and it's different because, number one, it's May 1st, okay, and that's May Day in some parts of the world. And it's also Meldon Law Day at the Florida Ballpark, and the game starts at 6:30, and we're going to have a ton of people out there, and it's going to be really, really fun at the old ballpark.
It will, and I don't know if there are any tickets available. I have to think this game is sold out, and I know we've had ticket giveaways. Of course, we've been doing this all season long. Do we have still tickets for tomorrow's game? Can people still? Okay.
I'm not sure the exact cutoff, but if you go to meldonlaw.com, it'll tell you if tickets are available for tomorrow's game against Vanderbilt. We were giving away a set of four tickets and $100 gift certificate to the Cheesecake Factory, and another set of two seats and a $50 gift certificate to the Cheesecake Factory for Sunday's game. We gave away tickets last night as well. So check out meldonlaw.com homepage. Top of the homepage, you'll see contests. And every Gator event, we're trying to get folks out to the ballpark. Right now, it's Gator softball and baseball, and it's been a really good spring. We're lucky that we were able to get in baseball and softball this year.
Well, and it's such an amazing experience, Jeffrey. You and I have been talking about it, you know, all year since the baseball season started. What an amazing facility it is, Florida Ballpark. If for those of you who have not been there yet, it is just one of the best sports experiences I personally have ever had. Every seat is a great seat, and we still have ticket giveaways coming up for upcoming games. We have a one-game series with Stetson next week, and then our final three-game home series of the year is against Georgia. It's the 13th, 14th, and 15th, I believe. I may be off a day, but whatever the case may be, it's in a week and a half. We've got Georgia coming up. So by all means, go to our website, take a look at that, and we'll have some ticket giveaways. Also, I want to remind our listeners, we are live today. It is May 1st, so give us a call. Toll free, 1-877-975-9825. Again, 1-877-975-9825. You can ask Jeffrey Meldon anything you like, whether it's about personal injury law, criminal defense law, or anything else. And what do we want to do today to incentivize people to give us a call?
Well, I think we should start giving away some of our incredible Gator tumblers.
I think that's a great idea. For those who haven't seen them, we have some amazing Gator tumblers. They're the kind that you can use for hot drinks, cold drinks. They're wonderful. They are probably more in demand than anything else we've got.
Yeah, we were out at the University of Florida golf course yesterday for the Pace charity golf event, and what a deal! Mary Wise is the sponsor, the named person on the golf tournament, and there were hundreds of folks out there. I saw a lot of old friends out there playing golf, and we had a good time. My son Kerry played with us, and I was playing with Barry Sides and our good friend Bob Ganzik, and It's lucky that we weren't serious about getting the low score because we did not come close.
I heard that if it was reversed and the high score won, then maybe Meldon Law would have walked away with the trophy. I heard you shot very well. Barry, our good friend, maybe not so much.
But no, Barry,
you guys had fun.
Barry can play. I would have to say Barry can hit the ball. But for most of us, we hadn't practiced a lot. Now, Carey, he's a ball player.
Carey is not only a ball player. Hey, he's the first recipient of the Meldon Law Scholar Athlete of the Year from, when was that, 19 years ago, or when was it?
No, in 1996.
Okay.
He was the Tennis Player of the Year.
I see.
In the North Central Florida area. Actually, he was the year before as well, his junior and senior year in high school.
So, and he got a tennis scholarship. So, yeah, Carey's definitely the athlete in the family. I understand your daughter's not a bad athlete as well. So, anyhow, I know you guys had a great time and certainly a wonderful charity, the Pace Center for Girls. Mary Wise, most of us know, many of you know, is the legendary volleyball coach for the University of Florida women's team and has just... She's not only an outstanding coach, she's an outstanding human being who does so much for charity.
It was great. Natalia Bannister, who's the director for the program, was out there. And we've had both Mary Wise and Natalia Bannister on our podcast. If you go to our Facebook page, just look up Facebook, Meldon Law and Friends, and you'll see some of our exciting podcasts. Last week we had a fun podcast.
We did. We had a couple of outstanding guests on. We always like to have people, leaders, movers and shakers, and people from charities. You know, we had one individual who is a physician from Shands Hospital who, very tragically, he and his wife lost their daughter several years ago to a very, very rare aggressive form of cancer, and they have formed this foundation to talk about that. And we also had a guest on talking about the Veterans Making a Difference program, the things that we as Meldon Law, you, I should say, have done for the veterans here in this community is really quite amazing. And we had an excellent representative from the veterans group.
Yes, and now that we're moving through COVID-19, the Veterans Making a Difference program in Meldon Law is going to be taking off. We partnered up with CBS TV, and we are going to be honoring a veteran every single month or a veterans organization and giving away a $500 gift certificate and supporting the organization through social media and other advertising.
Want to remind everybody again, we are live on the radio, Ask Jeffrey Meldon Day, because it's Meldon Law Day at the baseball field. So coming back from the break in 60 seconds, give us a call, 1-877-975-9825. We'll be right back.
Hey, Gator Nation, I'm here with Jeffrey Meldon of Meldon Law. Jeffrey, I've heard some great news that Meldon Law is the official community partner of the Florida Gators.
Actually, we're the only official community partner of the Florida Gators.
Well, that certainly has a nice ring to it. Meldon Law, the only official law firm community partner of the Florida Gators, with offices in Gainesville, Ocala, and Fort Lauderdale.
Meldon Law, where you matter most.
Hello and welcome back to Law Talk Live with Jeffrey Meldon. And Jeffrey, I wanted to jump in and ask you about the current legislative session. And we had a caller last week ask us about that. So what do we know currently about changes in the auto insurance law? And I've seen, by the way, some very aggressive advertising on social media from some groups that are opposing the changes in the insurance law. So maybe talk a little bit about that.
As of yesterday, April 30th, the Florida legislature did pass a bill doing away with PIP. It's going to go to Governor DeSantis's desk, and we're all hopeful that he signs it because the PIP law is broken, as you know, and that it incentivized fraud. And the new legislation is projected to actually save people money and require 25,000 per person, 50,000 per crash, bodily injury liability coverage, which is a good thing for those listening, because when the other person makes a bonehead move and hits you, you want to make sure they have some insurance that's going to help pay for your out-of-pocket expenses, any medical expenses, as well as future medical expenses you're going to incur because of the injury suffered in a serious crash. So we're hopeful that the governor will sign it. And the reason I think it's got an excellent chance is because they did not make medical payments coverage mandatory. They made medical payments coverage optional, either $5,000 or $10,000 in MedPay with no deductible, which is much better than the $10,000 in PIP with a deductible, and PIP only paid 80% after the deductible if you chose a deductible. So I think we're going to see some major changes so long as Governor DeSantis signs the bill in.
You know, you've talked about this week in and week out, how state of Florida is only one of two states, the other being New Hampshire, as I understand it, that does not currently have mandatory bodily injury coverage, meaning, as you like to say, it's the Wild West out there. People get hit by somebody, and you have no idea whether they do or do not have insurance that covers your injuries that were not your fault. So this is a good thing. Contrary to what some people might be suggesting, this is absolutely a necessary thing that brings us in touch with the rest of the country.
Well, and we see it. We see it every day, and that, you know, it's very important that Florida catch up with the rest of the country.
And I think we have a caller on the line. We have Ken on line two. He has a question. I think it's a real estate question about an easement, Jeffrey. Ken, how are you doing?
Fine. Just fine. Well, I hope I won't stump you on this one. several years ago, bought some property about 600 feet adjacent to the forest, the Ocala National Forest. And everybody in the neighborhood used to, a lady used to ride her kids down there on the golf cart and all down to the lake, through the woods there to the dirt. Well, the lady that owned it, I know there's an easement on the property. I know that for sure. Along the side, and it was fine with her. Well, she died. Some other fella came in and started living there, put the gate over it, and closed it up. And now there's no way for us to go around and take the kids for a ride. Like I used to ride them down the neighbor kids and everything up behind my tractor. I got a small tractor. Can't do it anymore. And I was just wondering, once that easement was there for years and years and years, and the guy that closed it, come to find out, he kind of forged the name and tried to get the property, and he couldn't do it, and now he's dead, but the gate's still closed. So what would you do in this case?
Well, you know, that's a good property question. There's something called the dominant tenement idea where whoever the landholder is, say the person who owns a piece of land up front, and that property came from a property that was behind it and somebody divided it up, still has to provide ingress and egress to that property. And that's usually where these easements come from, because if you take a 20-acre parcel of land and you split it up 10 and 10, but one of it in the back doesn't have access, that doesn't seem like a good public policy. So the easement rights are usually given to the piece of property that is landlocked, so to speak. Now, in the event you're talking about the right of the public to use it, Chris, what are your thoughts on that?
It's a tougher question, Jeffrey. I think you hit it right on the head that if there's an adjoining piece of property, certainly it would help if it's a recorded easement, because the subsequent purchaser takes it conditioned upon any easements of record. However, even if it wasn't recorded, it's like the concept of adverse possession. If it's been used continuously as an easement, irrespective of whether it was recorded or not, there is a presumption that the easement was granted. For the public, it's a tougher question. What I would recommend to the caller is to touch base with a real estate attorney. We have one that works next door to us, so if you want to give us a call on Monday, we can direct you to somebody who can help you on that. We also have another caller, a name and a voice I think we will recognize. Carrie, how are you doing?
Good morning. I've really enjoyed the show. This is Carrie Meldon from Meldon Law down here in Fort Lauderdale, and I've been listening all morning, and I think it's been a really informative show, and I hope the listeners find it to be the same, specifically the new PIP legislation, and then, of course, the easement question, which hopefully there's – I mean, Chris, you studied property recently.
Yes,
property
I have.
Law a little bit recently. Would there be an easement in perpetuity? Is there any kind of deed that may exist that can reveal what's going on with that?
If there is an easement that was recorded, any purchaser is deemed to be taking the property subject to any recordation. If there was not a recordation, there still may be an argument that it was used openly and notoriously with the owner's consent. And it's a tougher question when you get into a subsequent purchaser. So it's something that it's not necessarily part of our day-to-day work, but we certainly know people. Bob Warren, who we had on the show here a couple of months ago, good friend of ours. He's also a very good musician, too, I should say. Bob is an expert on real estate law, so I would throw his name out there as somebody very, very knowledgeable on that. Carrie, you heard us talking about the golf tournament yesterday, the Mary Wise Scramble. I know you were out there. How did that go for you?
It was a beautiful day. It was hot but very windy, or I shouldn't say very windy, but it was just breezy enough to keep yourself cool. And we had the Meldon Law contingent representing there with some free information for all of our all the golfers out there, as well as some swag as well. You know, whenever you see a Meldon Law tent, you should walk up to it, because there's always going to be some cool stuff underneath.
Between you and your father, absolutely, there'll always be something with the name Meldon Law on it. Tell us a little bit about what's going on in South Florida. You know, we talk about it on the podcast each week that we are now really a statewide firm, and you're managing the South Florida office, covering the entire Tri-County area from Miami-Dade through Broward all the way up through Palm Beach County. And then from that point on, we have our Marion County office covering Central Florida, and then, of course, Gainesville for the rest of the northern part of the state. But talk a little bit about what's happening down in Fort Lauderdale with the office down there.
Our office has gotten a lot busier in 2021. We're kind of starting to open up in South Florida in terms of the courts. In Fort Lauderdale, Miami, and Palm Beach, there are trials going on and hearings going on. So things are starting to open up, and as a result, we're really busy. So we've got our crew working full-time down here. I'm in Gainesville probably more than I am in Fort Lauderdale, and I'm always learning from Jeffrey and the crew and everybody else, and we're expanding together, but we're still trying to maintain that local meaningful communication with our clients. So if you guys call in, if any listeners out there are calling in, you're probably going to talk to me or Jeffrey when you call in when we sign up your case. So we welcome anyone has any questions whatsoever to give us the call. At Meldon Law, it's 1-800-373-8000. That's 1-800-373-8000. We are we have an answering service 24/7. And as you guys are all aware, we're the only official law firm partner of the Florida Gators, which is a great honor to have been selected by the Florida Gators to be their law firm partner. And we really hope that we're able to make them proud. And we hope that Dan Mullen and the football team makes us proud, too. So it should be a really fun year in 2021. Things are starting to get back to normal, and we wish that by the end of 2021, we are going to be continuing to grow and serve the people of the state of Florida.
So let me throw this out to both you guys. Speaking of Florida Gators, we have the NFL draft going on. We had two NFL first-round picks. We had Kyle Pitts, the highest drafted tight end in history. We saw Kadarius Toney go to the New York Giants. And then we saw Kyle Trask go to the world champion, Super Bowl champion, Tampa Bay Bucks. Jeffrey, what do you think of those
draft picks? Know what? Kyle Trask, it's going to be exciting. We're going to be able to watch him play whenever Tom Brady wants to take a rest on the bench, okay, and see what happens. But what better mentor could a young man like Kyle Trask have than Tom Brady?
I am so excited with that draft pick. I agree with you. And he can sit on the bench a couple of years, learn, observe, absorb. And Bruce Arians isn't too bad of a coach either. And Byron Leftwich, the offensive coordinator. So I think he'll thrive there. What do you think, Gary?
I'm a wait and see approach. It's really hard to say. I think this is a really interesting year because a lot of, I think it's going to be really interesting to see how the football players respond this upcoming year. And last year was kind of a throwaway year. It's a very odd year in football.
It was.
So I'm going to wait and see approach.
Hey, at least the Bucks brought a national championship.
Yeah.
So anyway, hey, we got to take a break, Kerry. Hang on, and we'll be back on Law Talk Live in 60 seconds.
Gator Nation, I'm here with Jeffrey Meldon of Meldon Law. Jeffrey, I've heard some great news that Meldon Law is the official community partner of the Florida Gators.
Actually, we're the only official community partner of the Florida Gators.
Well, that certainly has a nice ring to it. Meldon Law, the only official law firm community partner of the Florida Gators, with offices in Gainesville, Ocala, and Fort Lauderdale.
Meldon Law, where you matter most. Okay, we're back on Law Talk Live here in the studios at WSKY. And Chris, boy, Sky has been great to work with. We're in our, 19th year, I think.
That's right. I believe we talked about this a couple of weeks ago, that the 19th anniversary of Law Talk Live comes up this fall, which means the 20th anniversary isn't that far away. So exciting times. And I know that you started this, 19 years ago. And what have we built to now? How many listeners? It's a lot. It's all I know, because so many times when I speak to a new client coming in the door and we ask them the usual question, where did you hear about us? So many times it's, I'm a longtime listener of the radio show.
Yeah, it's fun. And we love our listeners on Sky. And we encourage you to call in at 877-975-9825, and we always have free goodies for the folks calling in, because we want to make the show interesting and live, and off the wall questions are permitted.
All right, I've got an off the wall question. I'm going to throw it you and your son. Carrie, you still there?
I'm here.
Okay, today is also Kentucky Derby Day, and I've got a Kentucky Derby trivia question. So, as far as I know, Secretariat still has the record for the fastest time in the Kentucky Derby. This goes back to 1973. Can either of you tell me what horse has the second fastest time in the Kentucky Derby?
Well, I don't know the answer to that. I could take a wild guess, but it would be too wild. Carrie, you got any ideas?
Oh, I have zero clue.
Are you going to Gulfstream today to watch it?
No, I'm not going to Gulfstream today, but I'm trying to think of, it's hard to throw out a horse.
Well, it's a little bit of a trick question, and maybe one of our horse experts in Marion County.
Is it Rachel Alexandra?
No, the number two was the horse that came in second, the Secretariat. Sham was the horse that came in second. I remember this from the movie. that was made a number of years ago. And Secretariat had the first fastest time, and Sham, which came in second, just behind Secretariat, had for many years, and I believe still does, the second fastest time in the Kentucky Derby. So enjoy the Kentucky Derby. Make your mint juleps. I have a nice mint plant. I'll add it with some iced tea.
The ball game starts at 6:30, so we're going to show up a little early. Usually race time is somewhere around 6:20, 6:30, so we're going to want to check out the Kentucky Derby tonight, May 1st, a little early. The Derby usually is later in May.
So I want to add one thing, gentlemen, to what you guys were saying about the new PIP legislation, Governor DeSantis signs it into law, that they're going to eliminate the $10,000 no-fault PIP insurance requirement, or actually they'll just eliminate it altogether. But more importantly now, they're going to eliminate the required $5,000 of MedPay. So
really, I wasn't
optional.
Sure of that, yeah.
They're making it optional. Carrie, as I understand it, you can elect to have either $5,000 or $10,000 in MedPay that has no deductible. There may be a $5,000 death benefit, which is not a high-cost item in there because it's a rare event. And that I think the new law was designed to reduce rates for consumers. And in South Florida, where half the folks have zero insurance besides $10,000 in PIP and $10,000 in MedPay, this is a welcome change. I think up here in North Florida.
It's a much welcome change, and people need to start looking into upgrading their insurance policies immediately. Because the sooner you get the required insurance, the better. So what you're going to want to get is at least $25,000 of UM and $25,000 of bodily injury liability insurance. But if you read the book that my father wrote, he's going to recommend at least 100,000 bodily injury liability insurance and at least 100,000 UM, if not more. And if you get on it sooner than later, who knows? Maybe you'll get a better rate. Maybe you won't. But there's some tips and techniques in the book that Jeffrey wrote on what you need to look for in the policy.
Thank you very much.
The book now,
Carrie. We ran out of time. The points you make are very important. We're going to the ballpark tonight, Meldon Law Day, 6:30, the Florida Gators. Check them out on TV if you can't get a ticket. And we'll see you next week on Law Talk Live.